Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet your moment of calm. Primally Pure just expanded their Blue Tansy collection, and the new Blue Tansy Body Butter is already a ritual rooted in real life. It's cloud soft, it melts into the skin, and it's made from scratch with real biocompatible ingredients your body actually recognizes. Grass-fed tallow to fortify your skin barrier, mango and shea butters to replenish moisture, and beeswax for a breathable layer of protection. For mornings that feel full, for days that don't go as planned, for moments that seem chaotic, return to calm with skin that feels restored, protected, and buttery soft.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees Radio, The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
Yeah, I needed that right there. A walk-off win for the Make It Happen Braves.
I'm sorry.
I needed it. Oh, I'm telling you, I needed it right there. That felt like game 161. I'm in here doing that tomahawk chop. Woo! Misery loves company. Dial 888-808-1019 one time. Yankee fans, we're down in the dumps. I couldn't move watching that game. I just knew they weren't going to score. 29 innings, scoreless. I just knew they didn't stand a chance. Kyle Hendricks had it going, and they're feeling sorry for themselves. Played right into their hands, and well, the Yankees lose, and as I'm riding in, I hear, Ozuna! You know me, I'm Ozuna from the Braves. Ozuna from the Braves comes through with a bases-clearing double, and that tied the game late, 4-4. The Mets were cruising. You better call Tyrone. Tyrone Taylor was having a hell of a game, wasted his efforts. Tyrone Taylor had a homer in the fifth to make it 4-1. Earlier in that game, he had a double to make it 3-0. And the generational Juan Soto, another meaningless Juan Soto homer. But it happened. 14 homers as he's trying to get himself into the All-Star game. That's all the Braves have to look forward to, is hosting the All-Star game. The Braves aren't any good this year. But when the Mets come to town, it's a house of horrors. When the Mets come to town, guys like Luis Angel Acuna's brother, they play up a little bit. They make plays a little bit. And the biggest play was him making that catch and doubling up Juan Ono. Electric. We'll get into it. 888-808-1019. The Mets lose 5-4 in 10 innings. That's a tough one. That's one that you got to sit in, because now that is a four-game losing streak. And I said, misery loves company. Everybody, come on in. Everybody, pick up an L. We got four L chains sitting in here. Everybody, come get one. Everybody, come grab one. L's all around. I don't want anybody smiling tonight. I don't want anybody having fun tonight. The Yankees are miserable, bro. They are pitiful, bro. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I am sorry. I'm just as sorry as they are. Trash. And last night we talked about Aaron Boone, and I said, Aaron Boone, I get it. You are the manager for these modern day Yankees, right? You're a player's coach and you relate to these guys and you don't rip these guys, but you gotta wake them up. You gotta do something. You gotta check these guys. Yell, do so anything. And now I think that's probably what happened tonight in the clubhouse, maybe. There were some frustrations. We're starting to see visible frustrated Yankees now. And we're hearing boo. And they got, like, I'm hearing everybody take up for the boos, right? Obviously, when Judge struck out.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
His last strikeout out of the game after Judge struck out, what, three times tonight? I hear people saying, oh, no, they weren't booing Judge. Who were they booing? They were booing Judge. Three strikeouts, and that ended the inning, and that made it 28 innings straight. Like, they're right now, they're setting records. They're doing historic things. In a bad way for a team that we already, you know, signed off on them going back to the World Series, winning the American League, winning the American League East. That's five losses in a row, five runs scored in six games. Ugh. Only the seventh time they've been shut out three straight games in their history. 29 scoreless innings. And, I mean, we got Big G back. It seems Big G is ready to play. Other than that, you know, you see this lineup come out. And so you see Dominguez get the first opportunity to lead off all year, and you say, okay, I see what they're doing here. Aaron Boone says that, you know, he's addicted to balance, or it's just his, you know, he's fixated on balance, and that's why the lineup was what it was. Dominguez leading off, Judge, Belly, Stanton, Jazz, Goldie all the way down at six, Wells, Volpe, LeMahieu, and I'm after last night with the bottom of the order and those guys doing nothing, they didn't do anything again. And I don't know, you can blame the dead ball. But ultimately, you tip your cap to Kyle Hendricks. He had everything going. He doesn't throw the ball hard. He's, what, 35 years old? He's a veteran in this league. He's a crafty vet. And the Yankees played right into his hands because they're pressing. You know the term when they say you're gripping the bat extra tight? Yeah, they're pressing. They want this to end. They want to break out. They don't want to lose again. They don't want to be shut out again. And Kyle Hendricks was just dicing them up, locating. This guy was throwing a fastball that didn't get over 90 miles an hour, change-ups. Like, they had Gerrit Cole on the broadcast. Shout out to Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole is a pitching savant, a baseball nerd. What I enjoyed most was when they let Gerrit Cole talk about what he was seeing right in front of him. Not so much about, like, Gerrit Cole, what are you dreaming about? You dream about baseball? Yeah, you know, I dream about pitches that I wish I made. And I can't do Gerrit Cole's voice. It's more like a Kermit the Frog voice. Him and Patrick Mahomes would have a hell of a podcast. He was talking about where he gets pizza and whatnot. I liked it. Like, it was a good little twist to the game because the game sucked. Like, we needed something like that because the game was so bad. But, yeah, ultimately, I don't know what you guys want me to tell you about the Yankees right now. They're in a bad one. I don't know how to fix it. And little things are pissing me off. Like, second inning, DJ can't make a play. The ball goes under his glove and the run scores. And I'm just like, this guy shouldn't be at second base. But of course he is. Little things, you know. Little things in the game, like Christian Moore, the rookie from Brooklyn. Ron Washington has him lay down the sacrifice bunt just to show the Yankees how to do it. This rook been up here a whole week, not even. And he can lay down a bunt, move the runners over. It's just like little things like that start to annoy you in a baseball game. And, you know, it's annoying that they wasted another good outing. In that third inning, you had Zach Neto and Nolan Shanuel and Mike Trout all hit singles and load the bases. And there's another thing that pissed me off. Jazz can't get to a ball. You know, even Jazz at third base late in the game throws the ball to first and it pulls Goldie off. And I'm like, this guy shouldn't be at third base. Like, every little thing is starting to bother Yankee fans. The voices are getting louder, but yeah, Will Warren, the Will to Warren, TWTW, shout out to that kid. A career high in strikeouts tonight. Will Warren going out there after giving up some runs and not anything crazy, like some small balls, some singles, guys just moving along. Will Warren locked in. Will Warren struck out at 11. He went six innings. And the Yankees had nada, zip, zilch, nothing. Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. And they made Kyle Hendricks turn back the clock and look like an ace tonight, as they tend to do with anybody. It could be Soriano last night. It could be Luis L. Ortiz last week. It could be Hunter Dobbins. Maybe it's something about the Red Sox and the red jerseys of the Angels. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out anything. Maybe it's the weather. It's the weather. Let's blame it on the rain or the mist or, you know, the weird temperatures. Like, the Yankees ultimately are going to break out of this. Anyone that tells you that this Yankees team is cooked, that they're not good, anyone that tells you that they're not better than last year, they're reaching. Those will be freezing cold takes. Those will be old takes exposed. But we're in a bad one right now. 888-808-1019. It sucks as a fan because you set up, at least me, right? I don't know what everybody does, but like, I eat dinner and I put my son to bed, and like the most like peaceful, relaxing, still part of the day, the sun goes down and you can just watch the game. And you want to be excited watching the game. You want to be pumped watching the game. You want to be impressed watching the game. And that's what baseball is for us. It's a companion. It's entertainment. It's supposed to be a break from the stress of your everyday life. And the Yankees are stressing me out right now. I'm stress eating at 9 o'clock. I'm like, I don't even, I'm trying not to eat late. I ate at 6:45. I'm like, all right, let me warm up some queso and get some chips. And I'm just eating these chips for no reason. Cause I'm like, when are they going to score? When are they going to have some competitive at bats? When are they going to break through? When are they going to wake up? This is the number one offense, right? This is the most home runs, highest OPS, highest run differential. But baseball is going to baseball, and we got to go through it together. We got to just deal with it. But really, they got to deal with it. And if you're a fan, you have every right to go there and boo. You have every right to be upset. You have every right to be in there and not be pleased with what you're seeing. 35,000 plus show up to watch the Yankees just go up and down. Zeros across the board. And put up four hits and just not be able to beat the Anaheim Angels, who just came out of being swept by the Baltimore Orioles. Shout out to the Baltimore Orioles, though. Handling business down in Tampa. You know, the Yankees lead in first is still there. We're looking for, you know, silver linings, bright side of things. 42-30, still a 2.5 game lead in the AL East. And I guess same thing for the Metropolitans, right? The New York Mets are still in first place, a 2-game lead. I don't think the Braves are catching them, you know? But what do I know? People have told you the NL East was over, and then the Braves walked them down. And same way I thought that the Red Sox were the dead Sox, and then I said that the Yankees gave them life over these last two weekends. Do not give the Braves any life. Do not let them believe, because they do have talent. They are used to winning. And all it takes is a couple games and this stretch right here for the Mets to reignite the Braves, for the Braves to see those Mets jerseys and remember who they are. 888-808-1019. So the Mets end up losing 5-4 in 10 innings to the Braves, and that's inexcusable. Yeah, let's lean into the Mets right now. That's four losses in a row after you had an off day. That's four losses in a row. That's a losing streak. For the best team in baseball, right? The best team in the National League with Juan Soto and Lindor being the all-star shortstop and Pete Alonso and the pitching lab and all that. Not tonight. Got in the House of Horrors late. Should have won that game 10 times out of 10. Should have won that game. Gave up three runs in the eighth inning. Had a lead. Couldn't lock it down. And you waste David Peterson having a seven-inning outing, giving up five hits, three runs, three Ks. But then it's Reed Garrett, Edwin Diaz, and ultimately Oscar Brazoban, who takes the L. And the Braves are down there doing the, oh, feeling themselves as they go to PBR. These are my Mets. These are my Mets. These are my Mets. As I turned on 880 to hear the call, I said, oh, no. Ozuna in the eighth inning. You mean to tell me in the eighth inning, this thing is all but wrapped up a few outs away, and you let these guys, you know what these guys do. They don't quit. Like I said, they have the talent. They have enough guys to come back. Hey, they even got Alex Verdugo in the mix down there, our old pal. But yeah, in that eighth inning, it got a little worrisome. And as I'm driving in, I'm like, oh, this is about to happen. This is about to happen. Verdugo with the single. And then Olsen strikes out. Riley flies out. But Marcell Ozuna with the double. And it ties the game. And then ultimately, this game is on Juan Soto. I got to blame Juan Soto. He got doubled up. He didn't know what was going on. Juan Soto, Juan Ono. This is on you, bro. You know, as we talk about the Yankees' base running mistakes, Juan Soto is good for some base running mistakes. Not his first time in a Met uniform. Juan Soto, you got to know what's going on out there, bro. Can't give them free outs. You give them free outs, and a team like the Braves, they know what to do in extra innings. They know what to do in extra innings. The Mets had a little bit of an opportunity in the 10th. Couldn't get anything going. Jared Young, nice to see you. Jared Young goes 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts today. He strikes out late in the 10th. Francisco Alvarez flies out to right, slams his bat. Ronnie Mauricio pops out. And you just knew. You just pretty much knew. Okay, the Braves aren't going to let this one slip. They got him right where they want him. Manfred's man on second. Wild pitch. Olsen walks. And Austin Riley hits the ball deep to center field. Tyrone Taylor makes the catch, but that was deep enough to send that runner home and get the winning run across. And the Braves take the first one down there at Truist Park. And the Braves are saying, hey, nothing is over. You guys aren't the new kings of the division yet. You still got to go through us. And you thought you had us tonight. You should have had us tonight. So let's commiserate together. Let's complain together. Let's not have one side feeling like, oh, we got to win and we've got the upper hand. You know, tonight is a night where those fans that call the fan and say, you know, I root for both the Yankees and the Mets. Well, call me up and tell me how disappointed you are in both a 5-game losing streak for your New York Yankees, a 4-game losing streak for your New York Mets. After the Yankees lose in extras last night, the Mets follow up, little bro copying big bro, and they lose a 1-run game like the Yankees did in the first game of the series. This is a 3-game set. They'll need to bounce back in the rubber match. The Yankees can't win the series. The Yankees can only hope for a split. And here we are as New York baseball fans at this time last week. We're talking about World Series, Subway Series. Who is better than who? Juan Soto is back. The Mets pitching lab. Judge Triple Crown. There's so many good players on the Yankees. Look at Max Fried and Carlos Rodon. And look at the Yankees. Devin Williams is back. And how quickly baseball can baseball and humble us all. 888-808-1019. I thought I was going to come in here and have to talk about Caitlin Clark or something else. I thought I was going to have to come in here and say, you know, Caitlin Clark is back and the Fever have her back. Those girls are fighting out there. I was going to try and change the subject. You know, I was going to talk about Abdul Carter. Abdul Carter tearing up Giants practice in shorts, no pads. But number 3 overall pick, yeah, looks like he is as advertised. And I was telling you guys the other night about how Brad Marchand, difference maker. That's what you do at the deadline. Even if you are the reigning champs, you go at a difference maker. And you know what? Those cats from Florida, the Panthers, yeah, they're looking like they're about to go back-to-back, and who's stopping them? Who's stopping them? Oh, it's done. I just went and checked the score. Game is over. Stanley Cup champions, 2025, the Panthers, they win it in 2 overtimes, so yeah, man, or was that? No, that's the other game. They won this one 5-1. Yikes. Yeah. So there's nothing else to talk about but our baseball teams. Brutal. I don't know. We'll pass the time. 888 808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.